So far, about 80% of the property owners are settling with power line builder American Transmission Company, while 15% are forcing the company to condemn part of their land for access. ATC Real Estate Director Tom Finko says the usual condemnation rate is just 3 to 5% for other power lines.
Improving as we move north, it was the most difficult in the Marathon County area. We were running about 62% voluntary success rate there, and then as we move through Clark County and Taylor County, it's been running about 85%.
Finko says some landowners are against the line in principle and require condemnation. Superior Attorney Dan Hanula is representing some 200 property owners. He says folks are not happy with the financial offers for their land.
No, they're not. And it's a question as to whether the damage that's being done by taking the easement is only the value of that strip of land, 120-foot wide strip of land, or whether there's additional damages to other nearby farm property buildings and the value of farms and residences.
In all, 800 property owners are in the line's path. So far, more than half have agreed to voluntary easements. Offers will be made in the coming weeks to landowners in Sawyer, Washburn, and Douglas counties. Finko hopes to finish land acquisition by the end of the year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.